Hello and welcome to another day of the First Steps Daily Devotional. We're so excited that you have started following Jesus, and we hope that these devotions will help you on your way on this amazing adventure that you're walking into. So the truth that we're talking about today is you're strengthened in Christ. And what an amazing truth that we can know that Christ is the one who strengthens us. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. It lets us know that whatever we're facing, whatever we're coming against, whatever is in front of us, we can do all things because Jesus is the one that gives us strength. We must realize that all of the things that God puts before us to accomplish, he provides the strength to go with it. Because of who Jesus is and what he accomplished on the cross, we are placed in a strengthened position. In 2 Thessalonians 2:16, it says, May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. So with those two passages, we know that we are strengthened by Jesus, and he strengthened us in every good deed and word. This means that when we're facing something difficult or hard, we should remember that you can do all things through Christ because he strengthens you. He's our source of strength, and all we have to do is to remember this truth and ask him to strengthen us in what we're facing, especially if we're feeling weak. Scripture never promises us a problem-free life, but it does promise us that Jesus will be with us and that he will never leave us nor forsake us. We can count on him to give us the strength that is needed to get through anything that we face. There have been many times in my life where I faced trials of many kinds and have relied on the strength the Lord provides to get me through them. I love to read back in my journal and see how he strengthened me through a difficult time. It reminds me of a great testimony, but it also builds faith in me for the future ones that I may face. I remember specifically a time when I was in need of the Lord's strengthening and kind of put in a scary situation. I had just purchased a piece of property, and it was about 50 acres of land in Georgia, which was really thick. And as I decided to look around the property and survey it, I came in, I had my water, I had my cell phone, I made sure I had, you know, the cell coverage, parked my car at the beginning, and began to walk around just to look around. So when I would go down a road or a path, I always looked back to make sure that I could know where I was. And so there came a time when I decided to take a break. I packed a lunch and decided to sit by the truck and have my lunch. Afterwards, I decided to look into a whole new area that I didn't spend any time in yet. The only thing is I didn't expect it to go very far, so I left my cell phone and my water and everything else that I should have kept with me. Well, as I began to venture, the path that I'd gone on disappeared, and so I looked for another one, and I kept looking, and you can probably guess by now where this story's going, but I did get lost. See, next to my 50 acres was another 50 and another 50 and another 50 where no one lived on or purchased. Then behind me was another 400 acres, and in front of me was another 400 acres. So I was in a big clump of acreage that wasn't well marked. There was only one road going in and out, and I actually did find myself lost. As I tried to backtrack, getting back to where my truck was, everything was on the tailgate of the truck, so I didn't have anything to communicate. So I started to panic a little after some time went by, and I felt like I was just going in circles. I started to try to find some marker or breaking branches, but I was so far off my path that I really didn't know which way I was going or which way was the best way out. So I found myself trying to locate something that would help me. And a couple times as I continually walk around and figured I was way far from where I should be, I began to pray and asked the Lord to help me find a way out. I don't know how long exactly, but I think after about another hour, I was getting tired. I sat down on a rock I had found. That's where I prayed and asked the Lord to give me strength. My legs were tired from, it wasn't just like a big meadow. It was hills and it was tough terrain and no place to walk. So my legs were burning a little bit. And So as I continued to look, I realized that I had found kind of an uphill space. And I figured if I could walk in the uphill direction, hopefully I would come to the top of my property or the top of a property and find a road. So I just stayed in the uphill position. And eventually, a while later, I did come to a road that I drove in to get to my property, but I was way off and way far from where my piece of the property was. But I'll tell you, it was a great sign of relief when I walked out on that main road and found that this was going to take me to my property. And then I walked down the road until I came to the entrance, went in, there was my truck with my keys, my phone, and my water bottle. And so I definitely drank the water bottle. But as I drove home from that place, I was able to recount, and you can't help but think, gosh, what if I would have gotten lost? What if I was still out there walking around? And I realized that it was God who guided me to start walking uphill. It was God who gave me the strength to keep pushing. It was God who kept me from panicking or beginning to yell or to walk carelessly to where I got hurt. And it moved me into a place of thanksgiving, because I realized that if it wasn't for him, I would have or could have been in a much worse position. So when we talk about the Lord who gives us strength, it could be physical strength. It could be mental strength. It could be him walking alongside of us to encourage us, being there as one, encouraging us that we can do all things because he's going to strengthen us. All of the things he calls us to, he's going to walk alongside of us, and knowing that he never leaves us nor forsakes us. See, James 1, starting in verse 2, says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Perseverance finishes its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." So our response to any trial, our response to any hardship should be a depending upon Jesus to get us through, and we should walk in joy. He says, consider it pure joy when you face a trial. And for me, that was a difficulty. And he says, because you know the testing of your faith produces perseverance. I had to rely on the Lord to be the one who would get me out of that situation where I was lost and to help me through that. And that's exactly what he did. There's so many other examples I could give of needing to be strengthened in ministry and difficult situations in time or financial struggles. But what I have is a list, a journal full of all of the ways that he's come through in strengthening me, even in facing trials of many kinds. So I hope this encourages you. I hope it helps you see that you are strengthened in Jesus for whatever is in front of you. And I hope that you have a great day.